Why would the caveman, once he's killed the mammoth, why would he carry on and get anything else? He's got a whole mammoth to eat for his whole tribe. In fact, if he killed another one, probably even less efficient. It's that mindset of, should I be going a little bit more here, or is what I've done enough? Welcome to Delta Pod. Now today is something which an episode I've been looking forward to for a while. And it's all about performance. And where is the line between performance and high performance? Is there something below performance that perhaps we should consider? So the hypothesis for today is, where is the line between our everyday normal performance and high performance? And that actually perhaps is this thing called a high performance threshold that we need to start considering. Really what I'm doing today is I'm going to kind of put apart the blog. So I've written a blog on this. I like to think it put a bit of thought into it. I'm just going to share my thoughts on things. I'm not going to try and be too articulate, but a lot of everything which I cover today isn't just mad shit out of Dave's head. What it really is the distillation of a lot of workshops on this. So at Outliers, is the business I run with my business partner. We go to businesses and we help them build happy, healthy people that can perform. And so that's everything from mental health all the way through to high performance. One of the workshops, one of the programs we run is called a Higher Performance Culture Program. And in there, we pull it apart, we dissect it, we get lots of different teams. We've done this dozens and dozens of times. So lots of different people to pull it apart and say, this is what I think high performance is. Now, this is what I think high performance is. And through that, I've tried to distill down what I think high performance is. I think it's important to understand the what. Now, we spoke about previously definitions. Now, the definitions are really key. In all of our environments and as we move through life, the definitions we set for ourselves are the standards which we kind of subconsciously maintain or pursue. And so have you ever sat down and defined what it just means to perform, standard level, perform? Before we even think about high performance, well, what is it to just if I'm going to perform, what does it mean? I think that's a really useful place to start. And actually in our workshop, we start there. And the story we take and we're trying to tell people is that I want you to imagine you're going to appear in your local Christmas pantomime, right? Pick whatever character you want. You could be the fluffy elf, right? So you're going to appear as the fluffy elf in the local Christmas pantomime on stage in front of the local town. You are unlikely to just turn up on the night, put on your fluffy elf costume and go and do the performance, right? It's unlikely you're going to do that. What you're going to probably more like to do is have something which you do prior, the rehearsal. Got yourself into it, you want to do it, you're not being forced to be there, no one's holding a gun to you to make you do it. You want to be there, you've got some level of desire, you've been intentional about it, you've put some effort in. Now you turn up on the stage, you deliver your performance. Now the performance, once you're on the stage, you're not just there just mumbling your words, you're performing, you're giving effort, you're also withstanding pressure, like the bright lights are in your eyes, you've got people, it's a pantomime, people heckling you and giving you crap, and you've got to react to that. And so there's a pressure and there's an interference and a friction with you delivering your performance. And you're unlikely to walk off the stage and just go back home in your fluffy elf costume. You're probably going to go backstage, high five, have a bit of a debrief, bit of a reflection on what things could have went well, what didn't go so well, get changed, calm down, walk out. And so when we look at that, it's just standard performance, right? You've gone in there and you've performed your lines into the standards. That's quite a high bar. And I think for me, what I'm proposing, and especially in the blog post, I articulate this, that just to perform is quite a high bar. And so when we look at high performance isn't just turning up and delivering to the standard. High performance is something different, right? So if standard performance is getting myself onto stage, the ability to perform, deliver my lines, then what is high performance? And is this interesting concept that, well, if that's what performance is, what's below it? There's got to be something below it, because I don't know about you, but I'm not operating my entire life where I think about something, rehearse what I'm doing, roll into it, consider myself performing in front of pressure and dealing with pressure. And then after every single activity I do, every little thing I do, I don't debrief and reflect. So there's this thing, there must be this thing below it, this kind of lower intentional, lower effort space below my average level of performance. And I think that's perhaps the controversial view, is that I would say typically when we start our workshops, most people just view performance as there's this standard performance, there's this normal performance all the time, I'm performing all the time, And then there's, I've got to be going to high performance. What I would propose is actually three states, or there's three spaces of performance. And there's a model. There's a model I've kind of coined, or we've kind of used, and it's not a scientific model. It's there to trigger thoughts, to trigger debate, to get you thinking about, well, where do I need to be in any particular moment? And it operates through three spaces. You have the high performance space, obviously right at the top. You then have your average performance space. And then you have the kind of the lower end, or the low effort and intention space. And as those two words are really key, that actually when we look through this whole spectrum, and you can imagine this on like an axis with, you've got Y and an X axis. On your axis, X axis, so your horizontal axis, imagine time. On your Y axis, your vertical axis, you imagine you've got performance. So over time, our journey through time, we are kind of bouncing between all these different states, with high performance towards the top of the model, obviously average performance being in the middle, and then your lower effort and intention space towards the bottom. And there's a nice little graphic which I've kind of tried to build to show that. And imagine through the middle of it, you've got your journey through performance. You might start out on average performance, and then you might dip into low effort and intention space, then you might gust into high performance space and down through it. Imagine that kind of wavy line, almost like a river meandering through it. And what that river, what that kind of meandering journey through the performance spaces starts to show, is that most of us, if we're not intentional, we'll just meander. Whereas the ideal space to get to, the goal, is to be able to intentionally place yourself in the performance space you need to be for whatever given task. So if you were to look at your year and say, right, let's go work. So professionally, throughout my year, depending on what you do, there'll be key points in the year where you need to be performing to a really high level, to a really high degree. Well, if you can predict that, then you can start to build up to it. You can build up to it. And then there's this core concept, which is outlined on the model, which is this threshold between average performance, so my kind of daily jogging, and my high performance space. And that high performance threshold, which is the name for it, high performance threshold, is just that, it's a threshold. And any threshold is something I have to move through, to move across. But this threshold has a few characteristics around it, in that when we move from what we might think is our normal everyday effort to high performance level, there's going to be some level of pain. It's going to take some discretionary effort. I'm going to have to deliver above the standards I'm used to delivering. And there's the other end of this. So imagine if I'm just in my average performance space and I'm going to dip into low performance. Well, there's this thing, this line at the bottom there, which is actually where I think my personal view is that we operate the most, spend most of our time bouncing around this line. And that line is a concept called the lowest permissible standard. And what I mean by that is, it's not the lowest permissible standard objectively to other people, it's to ourselves. So what's the kind of mindset here is, it's good enough. I've done enough. That'll do. Those kind of phrases typically show you where your lowest permissible standard is. And it's when your ego, mixed with your kind of social setting, that's what indicates it, right? So your ego will let you know when you're around your lowest permissible standard. That's where they'll say, actually, I'm happy with the performance now. Anything more here would be not be too efficient, or not be an efficient use of my energy. And obviously, there's lots of different spaces in life. It might be, let's say you're running and you're aiming for a time and I want to hit a 20-minute 5K and my pace says, yeah, cool, I'm on pace for that. That's cool. I'm going to hit my target, right? I've hit my lowest permissible standard, which is to hit my 20-minute 5K, right? I don't like thinking that way, but actually it's a very efficient way of thinking, right? Why put in any more effort than is absolutely required? And so that barrier is the space between low performance and average performance. It's not the barrier between high performance and average performance. The threshold, the high performance threshold, is a completely different space. That's where I'm going out and I'm going to just say a little bit more. Yeah, I want to go for a 20-minute, under 20-minute 5K. What happens if I give a little bit more? Oh, look, I'm on for an 18-minute. I'm on for a 17-minute. What happens if I give a little bit more? And the nature here is, it's going to be pushing through pain, right? So the threshold is the point of exposure. It's the point of pain. In my previous blog, I spoke about fear and faith and this concept of the crux move in rock climbing. This is very similar. Like, conceptually, in whatever activity it is you're doing, there'll be the painful thing you need to think about and do to push through to get to where you want to go, that high performance space. Obviously, that graphic doesn't work so well in the audio form, but if you're watching on YouTube, it'll be around here somewhere. And absolutely, please do dig into the blog. So I think if when we look at performance, it's three, or if I was to try and just define what I think performance is, using that analogy of the pantomime, and I am the fluffy elf and I've got to do my performance. Well, if we look at it, I've got to have some level of intentional. I've got to be intentional about things. I've got to bring effort that delivers action. I've got to have a conscious goal. Right, goals are key here. Right, that intentionality is driven by a goal. I intend to achieve this goal. And the difference between me intending to do it and actually achieving it is the effort and action. But also, let's not just think about individually, let's think collectively, right? Collectively, how do we build intentional goal setting and thought? How do we, as a collective, build effort and action? Performance for me is the intentional application of effort and action to achieve a conscious goal as an individual or a collective. And like I said, there's those three kind of concepts. There's the intentionality, which leads to effort and action. There's conscious goals, and then it can either be done individually and as a collective. And I think when we start to look at high performance in a second, high performance really is both something which happens in my brain, but also might happen together as a team. We need a group of individuals pursuing higher performance, a mindset of higher performance, rather than just high performance. So if that's what performance is, right, that's quite a high bar already, right? So you think like, am I turning up to work and performing? And if you say, yes, I think I am, well, what that means is you've prepped the night before. You know, you don't rock up in that morning and say, right, what's my to-do list at 9 a.m? The night before, you know what your to-do list is. You turn up, you start executing your plan. You're applying intentionality, effort, which delivers action. And at the end of the day, you're thinking, right, cool. Done X, Y, and Z, got so far. Let's reflect on it. What could I have done better? Perhaps I need to have a conversation, get some feedback from someone else on my performance. That's standard performance. That's not high performance at that point. That's just standard doing performance, performing. And obviously anything less than that is then I'm in this low performance, this low intention, low effort space. Because everything I just described there takes a little bit of effort, a little bit of thought. The way we start to switch the narrative now to high performance, especially, so we run a whole workshop around this. And when I was designing the workshop, I was like, what are the most thorny questions I can ask to really get people to think about what is high performance for them? I came up with four areas which I want you to think about now. Imagine you're going to write down your definition of what high performance is for you. And I want you to consider the following. Is high performance objective or subjective? Is it black or white, or is it kind of this shade of grey? Is high performance something that we all have different views on, or is it this objective thing that we can all point to and say this is the same thing? Is high performance an arena or a mindset? What I like, this is the little example here, is a footballer who plays in the World Cup final by default a high performer? Or does he need something else? Because if we say he's a high performer or she's a high performer, well, I could pick anyone off the street, place them on the World Cup pitch in the World Cup final and say, right, you're a high performer. Their arena makes them a high performer. Is it accidental or intentional? If I'm playing darts, and I'm like, right, throw my darts and I get 380s, or so a score of 180 three times in a row, but I was intending to hit the bullseye. Am I a high performer? Just because I've accidentally got a high score, does it make me a high performer? And then finally, is high performance enduring or fleeting? Once I run the 100 metres and I win gold, am I there, that point, a high performer for the rest of my life? Or am I only a high performer for the fleeting moments as I run the race, cross the finish line, and maybe stand on the podium? Can I endure in a constant state of high performance to maintaining my 9.700 metre run time all year round? Hopefully your brain starts to itch. I've asked loads of questions now, like, whoa, flipping out, what's happening here? And you're wrestling with yourself. Is it objective? Is it subjective? And when we do this workshop, it's brilliant because we see these real challenges between the group, like someone will think it's subjective, someone will think it's objective, and they'll start arguing. And for us, like, the sign of a good workshop we run is where people start to debate and challenge each other and come out of their shells a bit, and we can just stand back and let them figure it out. Because what are they doing? They're starting to engage with the subject matter, starting to use their brains, take an opinion, to take a position. And from a coaching perspective, that means they're more likely to take action moving forward. And that's what we care about. Right? Every time we run a workshop, we care about action. And asking those questions, and they're all listed out in the blog, asking them, so go to your team, do this as a family, do this as a couple, right? What does a high performance relationship look like? But I'll ask those questions, debate them, that it will generate some really interesting conversation, and it will move you some way towards defining your environment and your mindset around performance. I think what's really key here is that, yes, high performance matters, right? It's an important thing, understanding it, defining it, but we don't want to be too harsh on ourselves, right? We need to have this balance. And then a future podcast, in fact, on the next podcast, as much as this, we're talking about what is. The next podcast, we're going to try and look at how do we go towards this space. This is what I think, and I'll read it out, and it's written in the blog. I would say this would be my position on high performance. Not necessarily definition, but my position. High performance as a concept is defined by objective metrics. It is often aligned with an arena. For the individual, however, high performance is subjective and a mindset. It is an intentional direction that's achieved fleetingly before moving forward in time as a higher performer. The ER there are really important. Whatever arena we may be in, we need to seek higher performance, not high performance. Our teams need to be deliberately identifying the next threshold rather than trying to maintain high performance persistently. Our discretionary effort is the fuel to push us through the high performance threshold. The mindset of higher performance is the fuel to persistent progress. And so for me, high performance is a fairly useless concept. It's this thing which is over there that other people achieve at some point in my future. It's almost hypothetical. Whereas the mindset or the concept of higher performance, so the ER on the end of high, that ER changes this whole concept, and it's really important. So higher performance is a vital mindset to enable us to punch through into greater spaces and achievements. We also just need to balance out, if we're constantly trying to do higher performance, and higher performance for us is this thing about it must be hard, it must be painful. Well, actually, we could become this concentrated, focused ball of antisocialness. And so there's a time where, and this is one of three performance spaces, that we need to let ourselves relax. We need to let ourselves dip into low intention, low effort, and yeah, I'm going to have a few beers, and oh, go on, one more. Because actually, as much as we might not be performing our best 5K run the next morning, we're probably having a great social time, and social connections and all of that stuff is really important. So what we're talking about here is understanding the mindset of higher performance in life, not necessarily in a single discipline. And it's all about balance. And we're going to talk about balance in our next podcast, where we look at how we could move towards high performance or higher performance. So what I think what's important is, yes, engage with this. Go define it, ask yourself those questions. But we need to allow ourselves to pause and enjoy life. You need to be kind to yourself. High performance is ultimately quite a harsh reality. But the mindset of higher performance allows us to pursue a little bit more in any given situation. I want to have a little bit more joy in this situation. Now, we need to balance that with the strategic versus tactical decisions. And what I'm alluding to there is some of the enablers of high performance and the disciplines we need to bring to them. And so if you think about those three performance spaces, as we come to a close, think about those three performance spaces. You've got high performance, average performance, and low effort, low intention space. If you look at your average day and divide that percentage-wise, where are you spending most of your time? Are you spending like 5% in high performance over the average day, and then like 60% in the average performance, and then like 30-35% in the bottom bit, the low effort, low intention space? I'd say that'd be pretty generous to yourself. I think actually, if I was to look at what I do, I'd probably only really turn up to perform in two or three things a day. Like one specific activity, I know I need to do some deep work here, I'm going to turn up and do this thing. And that means I'm performing. Doesn't necessarily mean I'm going through a painful threshold and it's moving me to high performance, the objective nature of high performance. But persistently doing that might mean it might deliver me high performance. So the majority of my time, I would say, is gusting between that lowest permissible standard. Have I done enough? Am I being efficient with my effort, my energy? And low performance. But why would the caveman, once he's killed the mammoth, why would he carry on and get anything else? He's got a whole mammoth to eat for his whole tribe. In fact, if he killed another one, probably even less efficient. It's that mindset of, should I be going a little bit more here, or is what I've done enough? And it's very easy to say, that'll do, I've done enough. And there's so much certain areas, certain times where we need to kick in and say, actually, now is discretionary effort time. Let's give it a little bit more. I'd love to know your thoughts on this subject. I think it's really interesting. High performance is a bit topical at the moment. For me, the kind of bottom line is high performance is objective somewhere in the future. And it's actually a concept which is quite hard to wrangle with and doesn't actually help my mindset. The mindset or the concept of higher performance can really help me engage with what I'm doing right now. And as a result, deliver me into high performance. All the best. Would love to know your comments. Please do go read the blog. It's a lot more articulate. And the model's there. If you're listening on the podcast, you can go and see the model I've just been talking about there. See you next one.